North Rock Podcast.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
And lo, the angel of the Lord upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be shared to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
And this shall be the sign to you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger.
And suddenly, with the angel, there was a great multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
Great job this morning, kiddos. How are you guys? Are we good, North Rock? Are we? Can we give it up one more time for the kids? Man, I like their reading voice much, much better than mine. So I've got a little speaking part in this thing today, too. And as I do so, I just wanted to say welcome to any first-time guests that are with us. I know that as we talk today about this idea of wonder of what Christmas is all about, I know we've got people from all different places and all different backgrounds, and so we're just glad that you're here with us this Christmas morning. And so the title of my message today is Wandering Worshippers, and I hope that's not too provocative for a Christmas Eve day service, but the way I figure it is that in this room we have at least three kinds of people. Okay, the first one are worshipers. Right, those that have heard the message, that have responded to the grace of God in who Jesus is, and we're here to celebrate that very fact today. Do we have a few of those in the house today? Yeah, good, good. A smattering, a few mixed in, that's great. And then I think that we also have wanderers, right? Those of us that are still kind of making it through life, wandering around, trying to find purpose, trying to find peace, trying to find hope. Anybody looking for hope today? Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. We're wandering through life trying to find acceptance and joy and all the things that we talk about a lot in church, right? And I think there's a whole lot of other of us that are what I'm calling wandering worshipers, right? That we know the story. We've responded to it at some point. But along the way, our wonder begins to wander from us. Am I preaching to anybody today, right? It's like we show up and it's like we become so familiar with the story that's like, yeah, 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 blah, blah, blah. The kids, yeah, Jesus, baby, all right, let's go home. Right? Now, I know we don't have that level of grinchiness in the house today. But if we were all honest, we'd say, yeah, I've heard it a time or two. So my hope is that today we can marry together both some fun that we're going to have in the story from a contemporary movie called Elf. Anybody see Elf this Christmas season? With the story, the historical narrative of what the kids just read to us, that I really see three ideas or three themes that'll help us recover our wonder no matter where we're at today with our level of wonder, okay? So with that, I want to pray and we're going to jump right in. Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you that we can gather and that we can gather as your people who are simply responding to the wonderful work of what you are, who you are in our lives. And Lord, I pray that as we speak today, as we talk about your word, Lord, that it would transform us. Lord, that we would leave this place with more wonder than when we came. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. So the point that I was making was simply that the awe of this story can get watered down as we become more familiar with the story. In fact, our overfamiliarity can cause maybe a desensitization of the spectacular nature of what Jesus being born of this world meant to the world. It really is wonder. Christ, the Savior, is born. It's a good place for a hallelujah, right? Or an amen, right? The good news for all people. Wonder has arrived in the form of a baby. See, Advent reminds us that God has come, that he is coming, and that he will come again. But experiencing wonder and choosing not to settle for just moving through a Christmas story, but rather allowing that story to move me, to shape my life, to be formed in me. That's what we mean when we say wonder. My prayer for us is that we would continuously experience the incarnation of Emmanuel, God near us, God drawing near to his creation, grace arriving on earth and moving into our lives. So you guys heard the story of Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 20. Within that text, I feel like there are three basic ideas that'll help us get our wonder back. Anybody need some wonder back today? The question that we're addressing today is, what do we do when our wonder begins to wane? How do we get our wonder back? Okay, so three ideas that I think that we're going to try to put together from the movie Elf to make it a family-friendly, fun environment that is also embedded in that text, okay? For those of you that haven't seen the movie, Buddy the Elf will help me present these ideas. And the first one is this scene of him traveling to try to find his father. Let's watch that.
Some people, they just lose sight of what's important in life. That doesn't mean they can't find their way again, huh? Maybe all they need is just a little Christmas spirit.
Well, I'm good at that.
I know you are. I'll always be here for you. Now, go. Get.
Bye, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Narwhal. Bye. Does someone need a hug? I just wanted a hug!
So that scene is intended just to set up this idea that there's the wonder of wandering and there's our wandering wonder, right? Maybe you, like me today, stumbled in here today. We've been wandering around our lives in search of the things that are meaningful to us. and we've potentially run into a rabid raccoon or two, right? We've navigated all kinds of dangers to find ourselves seated here today talking about this idea of wonder, right? So the first point that I'm making is simply this, that we're all wandering together, that we're all wandering through life in search of the love of our Father. And the point that I'm making with that is not just that we wander and that our wonder wanders, but that Jesus traveled a lot further than Buddy the Elf to make sure that we have wonder in our lives. How many of you guys would agree with that statement today? That Jesus went way, way beyond his way to make a way into our lives. And not just coming to earth to be born as that baby, but to give us signs hundreds and hundreds of years before that, to continue to pursue us, to continue to chase after us, to continue to make sure that when you're sitting here today, that no matter where you've come from or how far you've wandered, he is here with you. He is here with us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 14 and 15 says it this way, "And they will pray for you with deep affection because of the overflowing grace that God has given to you. Thank God for this gift. Too wonderful for words." Isn't that a good promise, church? Wonder. That's what wonder is about. That we wonder about the goodness of God in Christ Jesus. So no matter how long it's been since you felt close to God, no matter how far we've traveled to feel further from God, he's closer than you know this morning. In fact, he's right here. Margaret Feinberg, one of my favorite authors and speakers, says it this way. "The manger lacks twinkling Christmas lights, favorite carols, and gingerbread cookies. The couple awakens in an unfamiliar, uncomfortable place. Yet within the setting, Christ enters our world and everything changes. God becomes one of us so that we can be one with him. In a manger, our peace is born. In a manger, our hope is born. In a manger, our strength is born. In a manger, our joy is born. In a manger, wonder is born." So, he has come to you. He is with you and will be with you. And that, my friends, gives us reason to celebrate the birth of Jesus, to wonder of this magnificent gift of grace that he's given to us. But Buddy the Elf also illustrates for us what it might look like to know wonder. Let's roll that next clip.
Oh, wow! What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
It's time for the announcement.
Okay.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! Santa here? I know him. I know him.
He'll be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah!
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Can you sign this for me?
Oh, hi. Santa's coming.
Now, I don't know if there's a better picture than knowing someone personally, right? That's what we're talking about, is the wonder of knowing him, or the wonder of walking with Jesus. I know him, right? Have you ever met that Christian, right? I know him, right? That's what living with wonder is all about. That the beauty of the message of Luke and of Matthew that we're just read is that we can know him right where we're at. Right in the middle of our wander, right in the middle of the world that we live in. It's been said that Christmas is about presence and not presence, right? what kind of ball humbug came up with that statement, right? It's like, I like presents and his presence. But today I would like to suggest that really the present is his presence. And that we don't have to navigate life wandering through this world without his presence every moment of every day. A guy named Richard Rohr wrote, "We cannot attain the presence of God. We're already in the presence of God. What we lack or what is absent is awareness." Right? It's awareness. So if this morning your wanderings find you struggling to lasso your inner Grinch, not looking at anyone in particular, or you're just not feeling all that Christmassy as you joined us, perhaps this is the day, this is the year to make room for the work of God to be born in you again. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says this: "His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." My question this morning, do you know him? Do you know him? Right? Because the reason for our season is that we would know him as he knows us. Romans chapter 5, verse 15 says this: "But there's a great difference between Adam's sin and God's gracious gift. For the sin of one man, Adam, brought death to many, but even greater, God's wonderful grace and his gift of forgiveness to many through this other man, Jesus Christ." So, if you're struggling to find wonder in the Christmas season this year, remember, Jesus has gone a long ways out of his way to make sure that you can know him. And the final point is simply this: that when we find our wonder wandering or waning in our lives, worship restores us back to wonder. It's really worship that helps us find that awareness and reminds us of his priorities at work in our lives. That his intent is that all of life would be worship, not just the fun singing parts, right? In work, at play, worship restores our wonder. We heard it in Matthew chapter 2 from the kids' reading, and Luke chapter 2. It says that the wise men traveled a long ways, that the shepherds saw from their fields, and they traveled to worship this new baby Jesus. They asked the question, "Where's this newborn King of Jews?" It says, "We saw his star and it rose, and we have come to worship him." In Luke chapter 2, it says, "Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth with those whom God has pleased.'" It says that the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying, praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had said to them. And I love that Pastor Andrew set up today with, what did that baby need with gold and frankincense and myrrh, right? I'd also like to use that same point here to say, these people came a long ways to see the sign of God's grace in their lives. You and I, it's been born into our lives. Right? So we are a people called to worship, right? Before Jesus did anything, they savored the signs of the Savior. They savored the signs of the Savior. And not just them, us, and Buddy the Elf understands something about singing too, doesn't he? Buddy the Elf revealed a huge secret to our faith and our ability to believe, and that's the power of singing. Worship. Throughout the movie, you'll hear a line. You know what it is. I can hear it in your heads already. "The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear." Right? And that is true, isn't it? Every time I stand with you in church and lift my voice to the Lord, I feel my faith energized and refreshed. I feel my wonder returning. And from time to time, when I feel discouraged, usually when my mountains seem bigger than my God. Are we aware of that this morning, church? That when we ascribe value to him, we ascribe worth. And when we worship him in the midst of the struggle, in the midst of all of our journeys, in the midst of all of our wanderings, that we give him value instead of the problems that we face, right? Whatever we face our attention on, we give worth to. So that's the power of worship. We worship our way back to wonder. 1 Peter 3:15 says this, instead, you must worship Christ as Lord of your life. And if someone asks about the hope as a believer, always be ready to answer it. In other words, worship is our way back to wonder, and it's also a witness of the wonder that's a part of our lives. This is our last clip, and then we're going to close our services. And then we're going to ask you to sing with Christmas spirit, okay? Let's watch it.
Hey, Michael, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. But, buddy, he's in the park with Santa. The sleigh won't fly because there's no Christmas spirit.
Michael!
Mom!
Michael!
Are you okay? I'm fine.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Buddy, we need power, we're gonna crash!
He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
I'm getting too old for this job.
Spontaneous Christmas caroling has broken out right here in front of Central Park. Let's have a listen in.
When you're sleeping, he knows if you're awake.
He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake.
Hey! Watch out.
You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Come on!
Santa Claus is coming.
Just a little more!
Wait, you're not singing.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not. You're just moving your lips.
Michael, please, what's the big deal?
Dad?
Santa Claus is coming.
Goodbye. Not like the old days.
Charlotte. Well, I guess we'll never know for sure what happened this Christmas Eve in Central Park.
Merry Christmas! Oh, ho, ho! Please welcome Santa Claus. Can you believe he came a day early just for us to deliver some toys to our kids? Hey, Santa, over here on this side. Santa, thank you for joining us, and nice beard. I like that. I think that's going to catch on at some point. I think that's going to catch on at some point. So Santa knows what wonder's all about. Even he has joined us to worship Christ the Lord. Would you rise to your feet and worship with us this morning? As the children come in and lead us in silent night. Oh, are we having fun this morning, church? Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I just hope I don't mess up my hair with all this snow. Hey, with that said, the only one thing's left for us to do, it's to remind ourselves, it's to remember that living with wonder is truly just simply savoring the signs of our Savior. It's finding those moments day by day to see the active participation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Amen? That's what it's about. So if you're here today and you're one of those wanderers or wandering wanderers or worshipers, that includes all of us, we're going to give you a chance right now to respond to the message that we just talked about. We believe that we come to faith as a community. It's a personal decision that we make and that we celebrate together as His body. And so we're going to pray a prayer that we pray here every week at North Rock Church, and then we're going to dismiss it, okay? So whether you're praying it for your very first time or your 50th time, this is our chance to respond in faith and wonder at the great gift of Jesus in our lives. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I believe that you died on the cross for my sin and that you rose from the grave 3 days later. Let me hear you. Give failure and sin in my life and give to you the right to direct my life from this day forward. I dedicate myself to learning the scripture, living in fellowship with God's people, and following you in water baptism. In Jesus' name, we pray and we trust. Amen, 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 amen. Hey, can we give God wonder this morning? God, you are so good. You are faithful. You are amazing. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Merry Christmas to you all. Thank you for being here at North Rock. If you prayed that prayer for the very first time, we'd love to meet you after the service. We've got a gift that we can give you to help you get started on this journey with Jesus. Otherwise, God bless you. Enjoy your families and have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you for listening to this North Rock resource. To find out more information about North Rock Church, check us out at www.northrockchurch.com.